Jesus lives, the victory's won. Death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death's reign is done. From the grave will Christ recall me. Brighter scenes will then commence. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, to him the throne. High above all things is given. I shall go where he is gone. Live and reign with him in heaven. God is faithful, doubting's hence. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, for me he died. Hence will I to Jesus living, pure in heart and act abide. Praise to him and glory giving. All I need God will dispense. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, I know full well. Nothing me from him shall sever, neither death nor powers of hell. Part me now from Christ forever. God will be my sure defense. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, and now is death but a gate of life immortal. This shall calm my trembling breath when I pass its gloomy portal. Faith shall cry as fails each sense, Jesus is my confidence.
Blessed are you, O Lord God our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, yours is all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and you are exalted above all. All that we have, both riches and honor, come from you. And it is out of the abundance of your own gifts to us that we offer these our gifts to you. Amen. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. Our gracious Father in heaven, we praise your holy name for giving us your Son, who came to earth to save us. We lift up our thanks for carrying our sins and burdens, and for rising from the dead, so that we too may have victory over the grave. May your people throughout the world rejoice for your eternal love shown to us at the cross of Calvary. Lord, we pray that you would strengthen your people to hold tight to our faith in you. Give us a character that stands courageous and bold in bringing honor to our Savior. Work in us and through us, and may your love shine throughout this land. During this time of pandemic that has radically changed so many lives, We pray for your protection for all of our essential workers, for healing for those who are ill, peace for the dying, comfort for all those that mourn, serenity for all those anxious about the future, and discernment for us all. We ask for your blessing on your church, O Lord, that we may be your faithful followers, proclaiming the good news of your saving love. We ask for your blessings on our brothers and sisters who know your love and seek to follow you in spirit and in truth. We pray for those who have no faith. Fill them with your all-sufficient grace. Father, we thank you for this past hour of worship and the blessing of hearing your holy word this morning. We thank you for the faithfulness of our brother Terry in his studies and preparations while bringing us your truths. We ask that you would continue to bless and guide him in his desires to serve you in your greater kingdom. Father, we pray for your voice, that it is loud and clear to our nation's leaders. May the power they have be wise, compassionate, and for the benefit of the common good. Guide the direction of this country, that we may be good stewards and generous in coming to the aid of others. We lift up all these things in the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should, at all times and in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna.
Us. And Terry, we thank you for that exposition and charge and encouragement to us this day. Very, very, very well done. It reminds me of that passage nearby there in Peter's epistle where, you know, we talk about quarantine. It sounds like serious and almost military terms, and yet when we read there that we are kept by the power of God through faith, that keeping, the word is garrison. I mean, talk about just a fortress of God keeping us and protecting us. And we just rejoice in the strength that is God and the strength that God gives to us. And so we thank him for the strength that he gives us here at the communion table. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let us rejoice, remembering that bread is given to strengthen the heart of man. And after the supper, he took the cup and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." This same cup and this common bread, this common loaf, is available to all of our church members, as those of you watching and listening know. And we thank God for each and every single one of you. And yet we sit here in his presence because we rest in him. He said that it is finished as he died. And we sit here as we partake of this cup because he has made us kings and priests. And so we reign and we rule together with him. So let us gladly and with great joy rejoice as we partake together. In Jesus' name. Our God and our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Lord, you've been good to us. You've given us bread. We thank you. You're our God. You're our King. You are the Mighty One. You have fed us. You have refreshed us here at this, your table. And so we ask that you would strengthen us, Lord, in faith towards you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Let us stand together.
May the grace of Christ our Savior and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favor rest upon us from above. Thus may we abide in union with each other and the Lord and possess in sweet communion joys with earth cannot afford. Amen.
Oakwood Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Conquering now and still to conquer, Jesus, thou ruler of all. Not to the strong is the battle, not to the swift is the race, yet to the true and the faithful, victory is promised through.